Igen, szertársul maszolni. Nevedd a betalba, unati bedoval, de nem lakva.
Manom. Emahna idblindu l-lowel. So we shall start our meeting. I shall be speaking first in Maltese, and then I will give you the floor, and you can speak in English, and we will be asking even some questions, okay, for you to answer. Mela, nati bidu għall-ewwel laqgħa għallum l-erba, 29 ta' Novembru, din hija laqgħa konġunta tas-soċjal u kumitat tal-familja, fil-fatt propju ħdejja għandu wkoll il-chairperson tal-kumitat tas-soċjal l-Onorevoli Etienne Grek, preżenti wkoll l-Onorevoli Ivan Bartolo kif ukoll l-Onorevoli Claudio Grek. Allum bħala tema għallilna dik li nsejħula bl-Ingliż ghettoization tal-immigranti. Fil-fatt qabel dejna konna din nitkellmu fuq kif nistgħu nagħmlu riferiment għal din il-kelma ghettoization bil-Malti peress li huwa fenomenu relativament ġdid ukoll għal pajjiżna, imma l-kelma fija nnifisha hija diffiċli li naqlbuha letteralment għal Malti. Xtaqt li nibdew illum billi nisimgħu l-ispettur Carol Fabri, pratikament l-ispettur Carol Fabri għanda esperjenza vasta għaliex ħadmet fl-assa ta' Birżebbuġa u nixtieq li anke taqsam magħna l-esperjenza tagħha bħala ispettur propju ġewwa din l-assa. U allura ħanitloba takkomoda ruħha hawnhekk quddiemna u tgħidilna ftit dwar l-esperjenza tagħha. X'inhu? L'esperienza tiegħek bħala spettur f'lokalità fejn nafu li bħal Marsa Birżebbuġa hija lokalità li hemm influss ta' immigranti u forsi nistgħu nidentifikaw numru sostanzjali ta' immigranti f'lokalità waħda u xtaqt li ovvjament taqsam magħna l-esperjenza tiegħek dwar dan. Kif ti preferi? Jekk tixtieq titkellem bil-Malti, tista' titkellem bil-Malti, jekk tixtieq titkellem bil-Malti. Kif ti preferi?
Mela, jiena l-esperjenza tiegħi ta' ekspettur jien li barra mill-korp għal dawn l-aħħar sena u nofs. Però għamilt sentej Birżebbuġa, għamilt sena Birkirkara bħala spettur u sena sentej San Ġiljan. Fej kien jikkompixxi paċevel. Id-distinzjoni aħna ma tantx inħobbu nagħmluha bejn persuna u oħra, mis-sema l-isfel huwa kulħadd l-istess, però problema li sibna kważi dejjem u hekk id-dottoressa mhux ħataqbel miegħi. Hija li qatt ma stajna nolħqu kompromess ma' persuni li mhumiex Maltin fis-sens. Aħna ngħixu f'soċjetà li hija ta' kulħadd. Għalkemm jiena Maltija, jiena rrit naċċetta, jekk imur barra rrit naċċetta il-liġi, rrit naċċetta l-kultura, rrit naċċetta dak kollu li huwa tal-pajjiż. Sfortunatament, meta ġejna l-integrazzjoni ma rridx ngħid ta' kulħadd għax inkun pastaża huma l-ftit, però dejjem il-ftit huma jirriflettu fuq il-ħafna. Għax kif jagħmel wieħed imbagħad jagħmlu kollha. Il-problema hija li jekk jiena għandi liġi, jekk jiena għandi problema, jiena rrid nara kif se nsolvi. I have to think outside the box. Ma rridx inkun persuna li qed nara biss il-kaxxa ġewwa, imma rrid nara barra. Sfortunatament il-problema li kien ikollna hija li u laqas ħanaj dawn il-persuna xi inkun qed nagħmel disprezz. Meta niġu għall-liġi, sfortunatament, hemmhekk kien ikollna l-problema. Jiena qatt ma stajt naċċetta il-fatt li bniedem jisraq għax hekk hija l-kultura biex jgħix, jew minn każ li kelli jiena jaħtaf tifla għax hekk hija l-użanza fil-pajjiż tiegħu. Il-problema bat kienet kun meta mmorru il-qorti bihom daw in-nies. daw il-persuni, huma umani, però il-problemi kbar li kien ikollna hija kif flimkien ħanejxu f-soċjetà mingħajr inkwiet. Però
taħseb li huwa dovut għall-fatt li jkun hemm numru kbir ta' migranti fl-istess lokalità, jiġri taħseb li jkun hemm element forsi ta' jien ngħidu li jkun hemm forsi wħud minnhom li forsi ma jadattawx ruħhom għal kultura lokali minħabba li
kienem l-lura
allura tjom ċertu kumdita li hussom li
ekka mor l-lura għal-punt minfej provajt nitlaqina jina irrit naċċetta xina stajt kont jina ta' kien ikolli kas kont nara l-kas bil-reverse jina fuq innaħa l-ohra u l-persuna l-ohra bil-qeda floki kif sa titrattani dan uman daġi bid-batija Malta imma wasal Malta jrid jaċċetta li aħna hawnhekk għandna liġijiet. Ġew hemmhekk aħna konna mbagħtu u għadna mbagħtu. Jiena jekk nara l-istatistika tiegħi ta' kemm nistellajt il-qorti, sfortunatament iktar għandi barranin u ma rridx ngħid bojot suwed ħomor viola għax hija l-isfera hija miftuħa.
Bħala pulizija tingħataw ċertu tip ta' taħriġ anka bil meta din nitkellmu fuq għandek persuni ovvjament ta' kulturi differenti fuq il-mod ta' kif tittekiljawhom, jiġri bħala korp tal-pulizija. Li ovvjament għalikom hija sfida għax hekk qed tgħid li numru sostanzjali tal-każijiet li kellek kienu.
Jiena personali, jekk ikun kelli nagħti ċifra, ċifra sfortunatament hija ogħla fejn jidħol barrani, again nerġa'. M'hemmx kuluri reliġjon, jiġri ma sax niddistingwi sma għax kelli daqshekk ta' kulur jew daqshekk ta' reliġjon jew daqshekk ta' twemmin. Il-problema kienet u forsi nażar dan ngħid għadha l-integrazzjoni li wieħed jifhem lill-ieħor. Il-korp eħe jagħti kif taqbad tgħid, hemm akkademja u hemm lezzjonijiet kif komex fatta. Il-problema kbira mbagħad dejjem jiena minn naħa tiegħi meta kont jiena u sfortunatament għadha xi wieħed jitkellem. Meta niġu biex nitkellmu ma' entitajiet ma' NGOs daw fejn qegħdin. L-input tagħhom magħna il-pulizija fejn qiegħed. Jiġri it-tnejn infittxu lil kulħadd, it-tnejn infittxu lil xulxin propjament, imma it-tnejn naħdmu, sfortunatament, fl-opinjoni miżera tiegħi, it-tnejn naħdmu f'diversità opposta għalkemm għallan wieħed. Bniedem jagħtaw biex tgħinu, l-Aġi Malta jagħtaw hekk. All right, fej detentions mhumiex propji il-post fejn wieħed, għax jiena meta kien ikoll il-każijiet. Għal-far, speċjalment fil-close centers, kont ngħid jiena noqgħod hawnhekk, domanda risposta kienet toħroġ mill-ewwel, le, għaradda jiena kif nippretendi ma minn ġewwa ma tqumlux dik ir-rabja. Però mbagħad minn naħa l-oħra aħna lajna misħun, lajna awrina, lajna ġebel meta provaw jħarbu, ġri dialogu. Kiku jinqodu bil-qeda vera, bil-qeda, minar ma najtu, minar ma nissuttaw klim, minar ma forsi naslu. Il-komunità għadha mhix lesta, imma jekk noqogħdu bil-qeda, verament bil-qeda, u kulħadd joħroġ x'għandu fil-kaxxa u jagħmel dak li għandu fil-kaxxa, mhux ngħidu, għax bil-klim ngħidu ħafna. L-istorja mill-verità hija baħar oċean jaqsam, imma kif ikun noqogħdu bil-qiegħda u kulħadd jisma' verament il-xulxin, il-bżonijiet ta' xulxin, u nwettqu dak li vera ngħidu, mhux ngħidu l-kliem ġust eħe għandna bżonn hekk, daw imsieken, daw le l-kelma miskina, anke jiena miskina għax qed naqla, imma hu għaliex miskin flimkien, x'nistgħu nagħmlu biex dik il-kelma miskin. Innaħwa. Għalfejn dan qed jisraq? Jgħidlek għax m'għandix flus. jina ġili persuna, darba minna u persuna minna għatta lina għan uddattak għan ispiċċa, għax jamel il-terminu l-ħabs, joħroċ jieġa jisra. Jamel il-terminu joħroċ.
Pero, intom pala inti u l-kollegi tijak pala polizija dejjem timxu strettament skont il-liġi ta' Malta. Ġviri, jekk per eżempju.
Jina dik għandi.
Għax aħna fil-ġurisdizzjoni ta' nirdu
nim. Jina dik għandi, dik irrid naħdem. Jina niprofa, issa jina qed nerġa' ngħid, jina qed nara mill-lenti, issa qed nara mill-lenti ta' barra.
Xi mod tistgħu per eżempju ma naħseb li jkun xogħol ta' kompjuter xogħol NGOs that they learn that we abide by the rule of law.
Jina lekkat kulħadd irid jara minn barra l-kaxxa u noqogħdu bil-qiegħda u nitkellmu, għax jekk nitkellmu u jkun hemm dak il-kliem fattwali, jien għandi liġi, jien qiegħed hemmhekk tarka ta' kulħadd, irrilevanti jekk hux Malti, Taljan, Afrikan, Libjan, jiena esperjenza tiegħi li mort il-Libja u għaddejt salib daru għalija. Jiena hawnhekk ma nagħmilx l-istess. Jina jekk nara nies isallu għax sarilhom il-ħin biex jagħmlu t-talba, ma mhux għalihom. Jina esperjenzajta, ħames liġil ġew għalija, ġifieri.
F'kulturi oħrajn fejn forsi n-nisa għaw Malta, ovvjament issa we're always moving towards equality between a man and a woman. Mara u raġel l-istess f'kollox. Forsi f'kulturi oħrajn. Palma aħna years ago wkoll.
Dik hija problema li.
Ovvjament jiena nimmaġina intom jekk taraw xi ħadd li. Intom ovvjament dejjem timxu għala volja huma jgħid imma aħna kemm dorri xorta timxu.
Ti tispjegar għall-inqas jiena fil-pożizzjoni meta kont jiena spettur. Jaj li dik parti mill-kultura tiegħi, ngħidlu ma minn tiegħi minn ti mhijiex. Inti hija f'pajjiżi. U jiena qed nospitak f'pajjiżi, dik hija l-liġi. Sfortunatament hemmhekk aħna nbagħtu f'dak id-dialogu li isma' mhux għax hija ta' qas jien ma nagħmel li rrid li jiena Maltija u dan huwa pajjiżi, ma nagħmel li rrid f'pajjiżi, mhux ħa ngħid laqas hu m'għandu drittu li qed, għax hu hija taw. Jina naħseb li kieku dawn nies jina taw iktar u nerġa' ngħid mhumiex il-kollha għax inkun passaża jekk nitfadel li kraħ fuq kulħadd. Da bħalma sib Maltin li huma. Eżatt. Imma jekk jiena tajli maħna tajli x'ħatajt anke l-mod kif jgħixu, isma' aħna m'għandniex dak standard, aħna qegħdin naqri iktar il fuq. Inti tista' tkun bħali iktar il-fuq. Ħafna drabi jgħidlek li għax jiena kemm dorri. U niġi għal tal-mara u r-raġel, jiena kelli każijiet fejn għax il-mara hija degredata. Allura u inti tipprova torħoq kompromess isma' inti hija f'pajjiżi jiena anke lik irrid inkun it-tarka tagħha, lavorja fil-kultura tiegħek il-mara mixejn, imma jiena hawnhekk irid nipproteġiha. Fit-tajb u fil-ħażin. Issa nkun sejra żbaljata, imma jiena la qiegħda hawnhekk u jiena nifsa uniformi, jiena dik irid nipproteġiha. Issa naqbel jew ma naqbilx hija xi ħaġa oħra. Imma l-prinċipju li jeħe, jiena dik irid nipproteġiha.
Ħanna doqsiet lura fuq is-suġġett tal-għax għandna s-suġġett huwa purament il-ħolqien ora otherwise ta' ghettos f'numru ta' lokalitajiet, ġifieri huwa kważi speċifiku u propizju wkoll għaliex l-issju tal-immigrazzjoni nafu li hija kumplessa ħafna. U kif tajt inti li għandek first hand experience, tant hemm aspetti tagħha li ma tispiċċax. Però il-terms of reference tal-kumitat kienu very, very specific fuq l-issju tal-ħolqien ta' ghetto. U essenzjalment jiena deputat mill-ewwel distrett u għandi fid-distrett tiegħi il-Marsta, ġifieri jiena qed ngħidan għaliex l-esperjenza li jiena nixtieq naqsama u li forse nixtieq nisma minn għandkom ukoll huwa kif dan jiġi applikat f'dat tip ta' kuntest. Is-sitwazzjoni llum reali, reali, irrispettivament minn dak li nemmnu aħna u minn dak illi nixtiequ li jkun hemm. Jien personalment nemmen illi kull persuna għandu d-dinjità tiegħu, tajjeb, kull persuna għandu dritt li jgħix, kull persuna għandu dritt li jkun rispettat. Però needless to say għandek inti ma dak id-drittijiet għandek responsabiltajiet. Issa, sfortunatament, f'post bħal Marsa, però hemm lokalitajiet oħra f'Malta, fejn ħan il-limita ruħi għal Marsa, il-fenomenu tal-ghettoization, tal-ħolqien ta' ghetto, qed jimmanifesta ruħu fi żmien fejn il-numru ta' residenti fiċ-ċentru miftuħ, għax Marsa ċentru miftuħ biss hemm, ilu nieżel għal tista' tgħid l-aħħar snin, minħabba li fl-aħħar snin ma kienx hemm tista' tgħid dħul ta' immigranti regolari, ġodda. Fl-istess waqt, il-fenomenu tal-ghetto fil-Marsa beda jiżdied. U beda jiżdied mill-ottika, mill-perspettiva tal-preżenza viżwali, preżenza fiżika tan-numru ta' persuni illi jkun hemm. Issa dak x'qiegħed joħloq, dak qiegħed joħloq illi ir-residenti b'mod kostanti iħossuhom illi qed ikunu gradwalment imwarba mill-lokal tagħhom. Għalxiex għaliex ikollok ħwienet illi jkunu intenzjonati, dedikati, tista' tgħid b'mod esklusiv għal komunità partikolari jew għal nazzjonalità partikolari, ikollok użanzi ta' entertainment, per eżempju, ta' kif daw irridu jgħaddu żmien tagħhom, ovvjament, però dal-isforz illi resident qed jerfgħu mhuwiex riżultat tal-fatt illi inti għandek komunità migratorja li qiegħda hemmhekk għaliex għandha ħarġet f'pajjiżha, u hawnhekk fejn nemmen li l-issue tal-ghettoization hija pertinenti u proset li kull minn ħareġ bdejja li tiġi diskussa għaliex. Għaliex inti jekk tieħu llum l-istatistika illi għandek uffiċjali illi jiena rrispondiet il-Ministru tal-Intern, uffiċjalment fiċ-ċentru miftuħ tal-Marsa hemm 116 persuna. Eminently manageable bħala numru, 116 persuna f'lokalità ta' dak id-daqs. Però viżibilment, u meta titkellem ma' n-nies on the ground, u meta taddim il-Marsa bej is-sitta u s-seba u kwarta filgħodu u taddim intriq Diċembru 13 u tara il-volum ta' individwi li jkun hemm jistennew biex jinġabru għal xi forma ta' xogħol, li hija xi ħaġa degradanti għall-aħħar fl-opinjoni tiegħi, però dik nitkellmu separatament. Ifisser illi l-argument tal-ghettoization qed jinħoloq indipendentement mill-problema ta' l-immigrazzjoni, jiġifieri mill-fatt illi inti għandek persuna illi ġi u sab refuġju għaw Malta li qed jaħrab miċ-ċirkostanzi. Issa jien meta saqsejt l-numru minn dawn l-immigranti, il-verità jidher li illi minħabba s-sitwazzjoni tax-xogħol f'pajjiżi oħrajn, dawn l-immigranti qed jiġu Malta, għaliex Malta jafu li hawn iktar xogħol mod partikolari f'postijiet tax-xogħol li huma d-lower end of the scale, qed jiġu Malta b'mod regolari għax ikollhom xi forma ta' dokument li jistgħu jitrefilgħu fl-Unjoni Ewropea, u daw hemm min qiegħed jikrilhom postijiet, hemm min qiegħed hawnhekk hawn is-sindku tal-Marsa żgur jista' jispjegana ftit aktar tard, tajb jikrilhom postijiet li jkunu wkoll f'sitwazzjonijiet degradanti, jien rajt minnhom dawn il-postijiet. Illi kollok f'post fejn suppost joqgħdu tnejn li ta' minnis u jispiċċaw joqgħdulek 10 snax ir-ruħ, u dak qiegħed jikkontribwixxi biex jinħoloq il-fenomenu tal-ghettoization. Ġifieri id-diskussjoni hawnhekk tmur oltre li aħna bħala pajjiż għandna jien ngħid obbligu morali lil dak li jkun jekk qiegħed f'distress ngħinuh, lil dak li jkun jekk mod partikolari fejn għandek familji intuha r-refuġju intuha mlajnuna kollha. Però jien naħseb illi hawnhekk il-boundaries inbidlu. Il-boundaries m'għadhomx aħna kemm lesti li ngħinu lil min qiegħed diffikultà. Però daw huma in search of a better world huma immigranti għal raġunijiet ekonomiċi. Mod partikolari nerġa' ngħid minħabba li f'Malta bħalissa għandek il-performance ekonomika tal-pajjiż jikifini, mod partikolari fil-qasam tal-proprjetà tal-kostruzzjoni, u allura daw jafu li hawnhekk mod jew ieħor il-ġandu tax-xogħol tagħhom ħajsibuha. Sa jiena l-mistaqtajl li jiena m'iniex policy maker, jiena ex-policija nifhmek, però kif inti allura tara mill-esperjenza tiegħek għax dali tista' taqsam magħna inti l-esperjenza tiegħek. Kif tista' iżewweġ daw l-aspetti mill-qatt tal-law enforcement għaliex illum il-problema hi ma tgħaddix tista' tgħid. Jiġifieri fil-Marsa għandek jien minn statistika li ħriġ għandek serqa kull jumejn. Jiġifieri ssir serqa kull jumejn fil-Marsa minn PQ illi nattejbel jgħid. Ħankun ċar mhux serqa kull jumejn minn immigranti jew minn persuni barranin. Però ir-ratio ta' kemm hemm persuni barranin fil-Marsa man-numru ta' reati li wettqu huwa kbir. Huwa kbir ta' dawk li jiġu rapportati u dawk li jiġu ovvjament imresqa għaliex inti tista' tidentifika jekk reat sarx minn persuna ta' nazzjonalità barranija. Stante li inti taf li inti taf il-persuna mini u tax nazzjonalità għandha. Però hemm correlation matematika li tista' sir. Allura mill-esperjenza tiegħek kif taħseb inti li tista' dal fenomenu li qed jikber mill-qatt ta' infurzar tal-liġi kif jistaħħaħ minn barra li mhix ħan nitolbok tikkommenta fuqha jien minħabba minn barra ż-żieda fir-riżorsi tal-pulizija, ovvjament dik hija naturali. Jekk inti għandek post fejn għandek komunità akbar, mod naturali trid aktar riżorsi biex jirnexxilek tlaħħaq ma' dak li għandek. Però fuq jien li nixtaqtek hekk forsi tilluminana ftit mill-esperjenza li għandek inti.
Jina il-kelma ghetto ma tantxija sfortunatamente hija kelma sabiħa. Il-problema li tfaċċajna bi aħna li hemm l-esperjenza tiegħi, aħna tfaċċajna b'influss ta' nies ma nafux u niskuża ruħi jekk ħanweġġa' lil xi ħadd jew ħanajt xi ħaġa. B'influss ta' nies ma nafux fejn ħanaqbdu nqeduhom. Għandna iċ-ċentri wieħed ħalfar, wieħed il-Marsa, it-tnejn miftuħin. Wieħed magħluq u l-ieħor miftuħ, daw it-tnejn bejniethom jaqsmu jħaltu. Il-Marsa hija aktar ċentrali minn ħalfar u hawnhekk niġi għall-punt tiegħek fejn tara n-nies isibu x-xogħol. Ikkejter jgħinna dik il-problema li daw in-nies meta aħna għadna sma għandna nfluss poġġejnihom u nħolqot il-kelma ghetto. Għax l-istess argument, Birżabbuġa hija ghetto wkoll. Il-awra hija ghetto wkoll u ghetto ikbar ikra għax jgħidlek kawti għaj tersax. Mela jiena f'pajjiżi ma nistax nersaq f'triq partikolari. Ġu inti għandek problemi li suppost huma mżewqin u jiżdewġu bejniethom u ma nafux ħanqbdu nagħmlu bihom. U hemmhekk fejn jien għad wieħed irid jaħseb u jikkrea ċirkostanzi barra l-kaxxa għax problema qed hemmhekk. Nafu l-edemmek. Imax qed nagħmel għaliha. Jekk jiena niġi biex nikri. U nikri persuna. Di għal fejn tispiċċa li baxra. U mbagħad niġi naqbel miegħek il-post jiġi bil-mod kif jiġi. U hemmhekk imbagħad tinħoloq il-problema fejn nidħlu aħna ħsejjes, ġlied, min ikollu flet ma jistax ibiha jew kollu dar ma jistax ibiħħa. Għax. Però ma nixtieqx niġbed l-immigranti biss jiena, ġew isiru, aħna tfajna issa bħal stigma fuq issue partikolari li tidher iktar minn ħadd ieħor minn nazzjonalità oħra. U hawnhekk jiena fejna tisma' dan il-ghetto jiena x'qed nagħmel biex inbiddillu l-kelma, inbiddillu l-perspettiva u inbiddillu l-idejat. Unek fejn nidħlu aħna l-NGOs, kemm jaħdmu flimkien daw l-entitajiet.
Il-gvern li post għandu limit kemm jista' jerfa' ġifier jekk jiena.
Jiena ma ngħidlekx Birżabbuġa Marsa ħalfar biss, jiena ngħidlek Malta kollha għandna limitu għal dan l-influss kollu ta' nies. Għax imbagħad ħaġa ġġib l-oħra, jekk m'għandix nies m'għandix il-min inħaddem. U inqata' issa l-issju li ġejjin biex joħdulna xogħolna. Jina nuża l-bass, jina ħall-qormi noqgħod. Nuża l-bass mill-belt, minn ħall-qormi għall-belt għax taħdem il-belt, mill-belt għal ħall-qormi. Il-bass 93% tagħha tkun mimlija immigranti. Allura il-bass hija ghetto wkoll. Jiġifieri daw ħarġu jagħmlu l-ġurnata tax-xogħol tagħhom. U xorta tal-Marsa joqogħdu. Jiġifieri xorta ħall-qormi joqogħdu. Xorta ħaż-żebbuġ joqogħdu għax jiena ġieli nerkeb 61.
Per dak il-punti għaj, ġifieri jekk nerġa' nieħdok lura l-istatistika uffiċjali.
Imma l-entitajiet, kemm jiena l-entitajiet kemm qed jaħdmu?
16 persuna.
L-entitajiet kemm qed jaħdmu? 8 feet. Inti qed issemmi l-kelma suppost. Jiena ġieli kellna każ aħna li suppost qiegħed l-Open Center, il-Mars Open Center. Unsibuh f'indirizz X. Jew suppost qiegħed il-Marsa unsibuh ħalfar, meta ħalfar suppost għandek kemm joqogħdu persuni. Jiġri. Kemm jiena lest l-entitajiet kollha bil-gvern bl-oppożizzjoni sina ma nħobx indaħħal politika. Lest jitkellmu flimkien biex inwaqgħu dal-ħajt li nbena aħna u intom. Jekk ma jaqgħux dak il-ħajt u mhix kliem biss, mhux bil-kliem, għax il-kliem huwa fieraħ, il-kliem huwa sabiħ, il-kliem weġġa'. Dak il-kliem isir realtà tajli imma interessat. Immigrant il-qorti ngħidlek iva. Għax ma kellix triq oħra. Għax dak iser il-liġi li anke jiena rrid noqgħod għaliha. Imma kieku jiena minn flok NGO qabad it-telefon u beda jgħajjet miegħi għax lill-immigrant partikolari ma nqatax il-każ tiegħu jew ma ressaqx nies fil-każ tiegħu. Hija l-uffiċċju tiegħi hija nitkellmu. Li qatt ma sar jiena meta jiena kont spettur kemm Birżebbuġa u kemm San Ġiljan. L-importanti għalih li jisma il-każ jingħala, jinqabdu. Imma jiena u inti, fiex nistgħu naħdmu biex il-dal-bniedem persuna mara raġel tfal nagħmlulu ħajtu aħjar.
L-ħar mistoqsija magħhom dan. Kien hemm meta tara trend ta' persuni reċentement mod partikolari kellek tendenza illi persuni li jinqabdu fuq traffikari u tqassim ta' drogi ktar milli traffikari. Kienu qed ikunu ta' nazzjonalità barranija, mod partikolari immigranti.
Naħseb iktar ikun kompetenti jekk ikun hawn xi ħadd li huwa pulizija
illum
li jkun jista' kieku għadni fil-korp inwieġbek, mhix problema, imma naħseb iktar tkun għalija kifu min huwa fil-korp fil-korp li jista'
sibta kien tbatt inti bħala.
No, le jiena illum illum ċittadina normali Maltija.
L-onorevoli Bartolo Kosta jagħmel.
Iva, kif tispjega l-fatt ħalbalzan hemm l-istess forsi għaliex ir-ħalwa iżgħar. Imma jekk tmur il-pjazza ta' ħalbalzan, jiġifieri tara dominata mill-immigranti. Però ma jinsemax daqs kemm jinsema l-Marsa, pereżempju, nara s-sindku hawnhekk jiena nitħassru s-sindku tal-Marsa. Għal fatt li dana l-ewwelet aw tal-Birżebbuġa wkoll imma iktar nisimgħu l-Marsa. Ħalbalzan in-numru huwa iżgħar. Jiena darba kelli l-opportunità. Illi nidħol fejn jgħixu huma wires, imnislin, jiġu bdejt nimxa naħna għuxu xokk, il-manizel minn kull imkien, pero ma nisimgħux b'stejjer bħal ma nisimgħu il-Marsa. Ma nafx jiena l-ħalbalzan jisu immexxija mill-Knisja jidher li naħseb u xek mill-Ġiżwiti. Jiġifieri forsi hemm iktar organizzazzjoni minnaħa ta' Knisja. Ma nafx qed insaqsi.
Jiena naħseb li dik id-dar ma nafx hekk kienx Knisja jew privata tal-Bon Pastur. Ta' ma l-HSBC fid-dur. Ma nafx hekk jew jiena Neġamur għal dak li għad. Jekk bniedem jara minn barra l-kaxxa kif għamlu hemmhekk, tgħidli allura Marsa u Birżebbuġa x qed jagħmlu differenti. Fejn hemm l-oppressjoni ħajkun hemm l-inkwiet. Jekk jiena ħanibqa' nafas, ħanibqa' nafas u dejjem ħanidħol ħanala ċ-ċirku, jiena ħanħossni soffokata u dan kulħadd tuman. Kulħadd kif ħajħossu li ma jistax jiċċaqlaq ħajaqbeż. U jiena naħseb li dan nukleju żgħir ta' nies li minnhom qed iħossuhom impotenti li ħadd ma jista' lihom. Mingħajr ma jafu qed jiġġeneraw iktar inkwiet għall-komunità tagħhom stess li fajnejna jiena li jiena Maltija qed narhom koroħ. Qed nara li hu qed jaqla l-inkwiet. Allura jiena ma nistax umur allura l-onorevoli li tfgħu fil-ghetto lura għax inti ma tagħmilx parti mis-soċjetà tiegħi.
Ma taħseb id-domanda tiegħi kienet, jiġri taħseb li ħalbalzan mhix tar pereżempju is-sinku ta' ħalbalzan jekk
tista'
problemi hemm.
Jiena mill sena.
Imma tal-Marsa naħseb jiena hija
huwa proprju, jiġri huwa proprju l-fatt li inti ħalbalzan għandek numru li jkun tgħid. Ġifieri il-problema tal-ghetto tinħolo fejn?
Għandek numru.
Il-numru
miftuħ.
Il-numru, ġifieri ir-ratio.
Imma sfortunatament
ir-residenti u n-numru.
Sfortunatament jekk tippermettuli aħna l-Marsa kienet u ħalfar kienu l-ewwel żewġ postijiet fejn meta beda diħel l-influss ta' migranti, kienu l-ewwel żewġ postijiet li daw setgħu jgħidu daw iż-żewġ postijiet id-dar tagħhom. U mbagħad bdew jinfirxu meta bdew jaħdmu. Dew jingħataw paga, dew ifendu għar-rashom. Jiena fejn oqgħod jiena imdawra b'nies li laqas tisma' huma ta' kulur, imma integrati għaliex. Għax fehmu li qed jgħixu f'soċjetà fejn tintegra li jisma' il-kultura tiegħi u tiegħek huma differenti. Imma l-għaniet biex jiena u inti ngħixu huma l-istess. Mela anke qed niġi biex nagħti l-għajnuna għax niskuża ruħ għal-kelma li ħanuża għax dak is-swed, għax dak abjad, għax dak is-far. Le, jekk hemm bżonn l-għajnuna hija reċiproka. Imma għaliex? Għax aħna fehmna lil xulxin. Issa dak il-ftit li għadu jgħix fil-ghetto biex inkompli mal dak għadu bid-dominanza dan huwa tiegħi. Mela int ma tistax tidħol fil-kultura, x'nagħmel x'ma nagħmilx. Jekk irid noħroġ bla ħwejjeġ barra, ħadd mhux jiġi noħroġ. Imma Malta hija kontra l-liġi. Jekk jiena sibt siġra u għamilt in-natura, dik hija kontra l-liġi. Imma ġo pajjiżhom li jgħidlek di ħaġa normali. Imma u hemm fejn irid isir vera mhux kliem biss nerġa' ngħid. Il-kliem u l-fatti iktar b'saħħitha.
Kerol, ħanaddu għal missieden li mister ringrazzjak ħafna tal-istamp l-esperienza tiegħek. Ma għana nixtieq ngħajat lill-Jesuit Refugee Services, eżattament lill-Dr. Katrin Camilleri, ħalli tiġi hawnhekk u ovvjament taqsam magħna l-esperjenzi tagħha. Mela Dr. Camilleri Lollet, grazzi tal-li aċċettajt l-istilina tagħna, semmejna propju mingħand anke il-kelliema ta' qablek. L-NGOs qegħdin jagħmlu f'pajjiżna u rrimarkat anke fost l-oħrajn li ħafna drabi jisu jkun hemm dan in-nuqqas ta' komunikazzjoni, nuqqas ta' kuntatt bejn l-NGOs u l-pulizija li wara kollox, apparti li ridu jagħmlu xogħolhom, ridu jaffaċċjaw forsi anke ċertu sitwazzjonijiet mill-qrib f'dak li għandu x'aqsam anke ma' komunitajiet ta' immigranti mod speċjali f'lokalitajiet li diġa semmejna.
Ma nafx jekkux possibbli li forsi.
Jekk tiskwiċċja bl-Ingliż iva, iva tista' tiswiċċja.
Hemm min ma jfhem bil-Malti, ma nafx kulħadd jifhem l-Ingliż.
You can switch. Everyone understands English, so you can speak.
Okay. Specifically on the issue of, and I mean, I don't think there's any. I think in principle, at least from our perspective, we fully agree that, as much as possible, all of course within our limitations and within our particular remit and mission and mandate,
as organizations, whether governmental or non-governmental or international, whatever, we should work together, we should cooperate. I think on this point, in principle, we agree. As an organization, we work with various government entities. Of course, we don't always agree. Of course, there are issues on which we do disagree. I would like to hope that we always work in a spirit of dialogue and respect. But, I mean, it's impossible that we always agree, but yes, we do try to work together. Of course, we have, at the end of the day, to some extent, yes, we are trying to reach the same aim, but we do have very different mandates. And that is something that obviously is going to, I mean, that is something that all of us can understand, and that is also going to shape the way we work and the actions we take and the decisions that we take. As an organization, JRS provides, among other things, I think most of our efforts are providing professional services. So we provide information to people arriving in Malta. For a long time, we worked in detention centers. Now we work a lot with people living in the community because most migrants live in the community today. We provide legal assistance and social work, what we call psychosocial support, which is social work services, psychological services, and the support of a nurse to access medical care. So, and then also we have the, I think I mentioned legal services. So basically, we assist people, migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, with their cases, but also increasingly to build a life in Malta. And I think, and to do this, we need to collaborate with other entities. We can't do it alone. We depend on other entities to be able to assist people to rebuild their lives, to be able to assist people to access their rights. Unless we collaborate, this is impossible. So I think we start out from this principle that, yes, it's essential. I think specifically on, obviously, as an NGO providing services to migrants, maybe we have opportunity to see, to touch, to hear, to feel the experience of the people who we serve. So maybe we see a perspective which, to somebody who is working in a government department, is not always obvious, okay, is not always clear. Of course, we do acknowledge that migrants, asylum seekers, like all of us, are human beings. We are all a mixture of good and bad, and some people are more of one than another. So, yes, and we all mess up at some point in our lives. So I think it's, oops, sorry.
It's okay.
But it's a minor. Yes, so I think that, you know, it's inevitable that these things will happen, okay? What do you want to
do? Do you think it's a result of ghettoization? I mean, look,
I think ghettoization is a separate problem. I think, let's put it this way.
Do we have ghettos in Malta?
I think it depends how you define ghettos. I think we do have situations. I think we do have, the speaker before me talked about walls, and I think that there are walls. Yes, there are walls that exclude, and I think that migrants are one population that are excluded in many ways, excluded from accessing services, excluded from accessing their basic rights. Well, and another thing that we have seen, and this is something that we had the opportunity not only just to, in a sense, understand from talking to people, but also we conducted a research project last year, migrants are a population that lives in poverty very often. Which, of course, not to justify theft or any, that's not to say, but it is a fact that people are living in very, very difficult circumstances. Most migrants work, whether they're migrants who came to Malta, landed in Malta, got protection in Malta, or people who are coming, as was mentioned earlier, from, for example, Italy, where there's no work, where people are living in the streets, where people are sleeping in stations, where people don't make enough money to live, to eat. So, yes, to some extent, sorry.
So you see a correlation between, obviously, crimes and...
No, I'm not saying I necessarily say, but I should not forget that when you have people who are living largely excluded and who are living to a large extent in poverty, this creates a number of difficulties. So, for example, one thing that was mentioned was the issue of people gathering in certain areas, that is a predominance of migrants living, for example, in Marsa. The reason is very simple, or in Aura. The reason is very simple, because that's where you find accommodation at reasonable prices. If you try to rent an apartment in Bricara or in Mosta, the Muslim, what are the fronts? If you try to get an apartment in Mosta today, you pay 750 to 800 euros for a two-bedroomed apartment. Imagine you're a family. Imagine you're earning less than 600 euros a month. Then how you can pay 800 euros on rent? You can't. So obviously you have to share accommodation. There's no other way for you to survive. So I think that it's not because migrants enjoy living 12 in a flat or that they feel so cold they have to put on the barbecue to keep warm and then somebody dies because they inhale gas. I mean, I think it's not because people like it or because it's their culture. It's not their culture. It is because they are forced to live like that. And I think it's not only about, I mean, there are so many issues which are interlinked, starting from access to support, but also things like wages. I mean, yes, we have a booming economy. Yes, we're importing labor, but how much of the labor we exploit is cheap and we import is cheap and disposable, and that's why we import it. So, obviously, if you have, I think migrants by definition, and this is all migrant workers, have obviously far less social support than Maltese people would, so they need to survive on their own. If all you're earning is 600 euros, almost not even, tell me how you can manage to rent a flat and live on your own and pay your bills and feed your family? Not possible. So this is why people make certain choices. That's why many people are renting in Marsa. And now it's not the open center like you were mentioning. It's the fact that people are renting accommodation in Marsa.
Dr. Katim, there is a lot of hardship, and I understand this. Obviously, if it's so that they come here, it means that where they come from is probably even harder. Harder life. Could it be also that there are what do you call them? Groups of people who dupe them into coming to Malta, or they promise them heaven, for example, and it's not really like that.
Let me tell you. I think, as somebody said earlier, the phenomenon of migration is extremely complex. And I think within the population we call migrants, there are people who leave their country for very different reasons and are looking for very different things. There are people who leave for a better life and who genuinely believe that coming to Europe they will find a better life and who keep trying, even when very often their dream doesn't become reality ever. But then there are people, and I think a lot of the people who we work with are in this category, who are people who left their country and can't go back because they're refugees or they have subsidiary protection, which means effectively that they go back. That certificate is an acknowledgement by the government of Malta that if they go back, they will face persecution or they will face serious harm or they will face death because of a war. So in the context of this reality, I mean, yes, of course, many people say, had I known how hard, I mean, because many people, and they get here after a very hard journey. Some people come on a plane, but many people travel through the desert, across the sea. They live in, they're treated terribly in countries like Libya. I mean, today, if we saw the footage on CNN, but I mean, we've known for a very long time that in Libya, people are bought and sold, literally. And people go from one hand to the other. And they are beaten, they are tortured, women and men are raped. It's terrible. So going through all this, and then they come here, many people say, look, had I known how terrible, but interestingly, and I'll just quote, at the moment we're interviewing a number of migrants about their experience of seeking asylum in Europe, and one of the questions is this, had you know, and most of the people we're interviewing are asylum seekers, so people who came seeking protection, had you known how difficult the journey would be, would you have left? And the vast majority say, I had no choice. Yes, I would have left. I know how hard it is. I know how hard, how terrible, but I had no choice. So I think we have to bear in mind that we're dealing with a population, in part, who have no choice, who have to be here, and who we have accepted that we have to protect. So we have a duty to integrate them, I think.
How do you think we should address ghettos? I mean, what type of help can we give to these people, all right? Mm-hmm. So when I'm talking about help, I mean help from the government, obviously, mm-hmm. To avoid having all these people living in one house, you know, and then some of them who might be causing troubles in different localities, such as Marsa, etc.
Ghetto has, in a sense, a physical connotation, yes? It's like a physical space.
A lot of people living in...
It's a physical space. Exactly. I think the problem is bigger than... I acknowledge that in places like Marsa, for example, and in places where there are a large number of people living... It's not only a large number, because, I mean, let me be... I live in Sulema. If you look at Sulema today and compare it to what Sulema was 30 years ago, the population is completely different. Where I live, I mean, if I hear the people walking outside my door, I very rarely hear Maltese people speaking. But there isn't the same problem. So it is, with Marsa and with other places, it's completely different. It's completely
different. I'm sure if the situation that there is in Marsa was in Sulema, I'm sure that
precisely my point.
Happen because the rents are so high that people. No.
But this is precisely it. So it's not about the concentration or the large number of foreigners of non-Maltese in itself. It is a combination of the large number of foreigners, maybe also the ethnicity or the religion of those foreigners. But I think primarily it is the combination of the large number. And
confined space,
not only confined space, I think poverty and other social problems, which come together to create a situation. So it's not simply the large number of foreigners. It is way beyond that. And I think, so we can't just address the physical ghetto. We have to address the problems, the walls that are keeping people excluded. So I think the discussion should be more rather than about how not to have people concentrated in a particular place. The discussion should be about how people can live with dignity, yes, and how they can, in some way, build a life, in some way, be integrated. I think it's part of this bigger discussion.
Yes, sir. So we are talking about Marsa and Wirza Buja. We know that there are the open centers there. Is it that we're talking about the concentration of immigrants in those areas because of the open spaces, or the open centers, or is it because there are actually houses which are hired amongst the Maltese houses more than at a more frequency than in other towns?
I think it's probably a mixture of both because, I mean, many of the larger open centers are in Halfar, which is close to Wirza Buja, which is inevitably going to increase the number of migrants in the locality of Wirza Buja, even if they're living outside in Halfar. But then, because in these places rent is relatively cheaper, you will see a larger number, because again, they have no option, but if you're working for minimum wage, you can't rent on the Sulema front. You have to rent in a place where rent is cheap. And so that's why I'm saying it's much bigger.
In other towns where rent is cheap as well than Marsa and Wirza Buja?
I think Marsa.
I think if I take Marsa as a case in point, I don't think that the only correlation is exclusively poverty. I think it is. There is an element of organization in a ghetto. There is an element where people tend to attract other people and set up their own social construct in that locality. No, the open center, there are only 116 today. So it's not a matter
of... But the open center was there before.
Was there before, of course.
And so people started going to look for work in Marsa.
And the open center, was...
That's to some extent shaped what Marsa is today.
The open center was the fundamental trigger for that situation to happen, you know, and for the burden that Marsa had to carry and has to carry today. However, the fact today remains that you have a number of people constantly increasing to aggregate and to find themselves in Marsa, and this is creating the ghetto, and the ghetto is being created by the lack of proportion between the community in Marsa, you know, the indigenous, let's put it this way, community in Marsa, the native community in Marsa, to the immigrant community in Marsa, and And the obvious situation where, because the number of immigrants has increased,
mm-hmm.
even a small share of that number that causes trouble, that causes, you know, by natural distribution, you have the 10% troublemakers, you know, like you have the 10% Maltese troublemakers,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is causing a harder degree of hardship, which is more visible. And this is why we need to, from a policy standpoint, seek how to distribute a burden, at least, because a locality like Marsa cannot keep on continuing to carry that burden on its own, because what's happening is property prices are rapidly eroding themselves. Families are seeking to move out
mm-hmm.
of Marsa. Law and order is completely getting out of hand, week in, week out, you know, and then this is statistically proven. And ultimately, if the situation where the number of, at least the proportion of migrants keeps on adding towards a situation where, because of the property prices going down, then whoever owns property, the only way to make money out of that property is by renting it out on the basis of room,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to end up in a situation where Marsa will not only have ghettos, but Marsa will become one single ghetto. You know, I'm sure that you're familiar with the place. I happen to be very, very familiar.
Dr. Camilleri,
with the place,
before you answer, I have to be excused because I have to deliver a speech right now in Parliament. My colleague, Honorable Greg, will be continuing chairing mm-hmm. this committee, and I will be back very soon.
Thank you very much, Honorable Greg. You can continue.
I just
can answer, okay? You can first. It's a hot widget, Dr. Camilleri.
I think maybe one thing which is important to say is you mentioned two localities where there are, in Marsa and in Birzabuja, it's outside, okay, but close, large open centres. And I think one thing that we have consistently said from the time when open centres started, okay, which we're talking way back, I think the first formal open centre by the government, large open centre, was opened, I think, in around 2000 and maybe 3 or 4, okay? Before that, the only accommodation was essentially provided by the Immigrants Commission. There was the centre in Balsan, which was mentioned earlier, and other smaller accommodation. What we said from the beginning, and I think we still believe it today, is that large open centres are far from ideal in terms of accommodation for migrants and asylum seekers, far from ideal for the host community and far from ideal for the asylum seekers themselves. So I think that is our starting point. I don't think anyone thinks it's a good idea to have 5 or 3 or 2 large open centres in Halfar.
Because that would be...
It makes a lot more sense to have people living in a town, in a village,
mm-hmm.
in smaller numbers, in smaller accommodation facilities. It's more humane for them, but it also makes more sense for the community that is hosting them. So I think that is one point which I think is important. I don't agree that Marsa and Birzabuja are the only localities which are facing this reality. I mean, if we take Aura, for example, there's a very large population of people who are not Maltese living in Aura. There are other places also where there is this. But I think that particularly in Marsa, and maybe to some extent Birzabuja as well, because of the proximity of the open centre, because of the length of time, and also because of the fact that now, and so a largish community has been created, there are particular problems. And no attempt was ever made to address this and to create a mechanism, a possibility for these two communities which are living in this little space to in some way do anything beyond coexist in the same space. There's no possibility of dialogue, no mutual understanding. People view each other with suspicion. So I think this obviously doesn't help. Add that to the fact that if you look in a place like Marsa, there are people who are either homeless and living with friends, or is, I mean, who don't even have accommodation. So, I mean, and people go there because that is a place where they might find some support from other members of their community. So, yes, these are issues that have to be addressed. However, they're much, for me, they're much broader than just the physical space. Unless we're going to focus on having some kind of affordable accommodation for people who need to be in Malta, who are refugees, unless we are going to people are going to have the possibility to earn a wage which allows them to live with dignity, then I'm sorry, but we will see more of this, because what we have to tackle is the root causes. And poverty is one of the root causes, and poverty has causes which we can address. And I think it's this we have to look at. Yes, of course, I think in places like Marsa, where there's this kind, I mean, I think something has to be done to address the situation. I agree with you. However, I don't think it's only about enforcing the law. I think it's about much more than that. I think it is about creating spaces for dialogue. It is about creating spaces for people to create, have some kind of mutual understanding, like Inspector was saying, you know. But I think we have to address the issues that are forcing people to live in like this.
Dr. Camilleri, anku l-avukat tax-xitan m'għandux xejn kontra, ġifieri jiena rajt Maltin jagħmlu l-urina barra, ġifieri xi ġimgħtejn ilu, ġifieri kellimtu wieħed kważi fil-pjazza tal-Mosta, ġifieri biex inkun ċar. Però il-Marsa b'Irżebbuġa, ġifieri jiena niftakar fin-97 f'Bormla kien se jinbena Crisis Intervention Center. Għal persuni bid-drogati. Però Bornizi, u jiena ġifri kont naħdem f'Community Development, dak iż-żmien oħriġt magħhom, ġifri ma ħallejniex lill-Caritas tibni dan il-Crisis Intervention Center. Għalxiex? Għaliex mali għandna ġo Bormla ma ġiex inżidu. Issa ma taħsibx illi kemm f'Birżebbuġa u kemm bil-Marsa għandna żewġ sindki bir-rispett lejn il-lokalitajiet. Hemm bħal f'kull imkien bħal fil-Mosta, ġifieri għandna problemi soċjali illi huma ta' min jippinja fuqhom. Ġifieri ma taħsibx li jekk qed inżidu fil-Marsa l-iktar qed nitkellmu iktar il-Marsa li qed issemma llejla, ma taħsibx li ħankomplu nkabru u nferxu din il-problema. Ġifieri jien l-ewwel irrid neħsib il-lokalità fejn hemm il-Maltin. Għax hemmhekk irid nindirizzaw lil-nistana. Jiġri għandna problema ġol lokalità u qed inkomplu nkabru billi nkabru n-numru ta' barranin. Ma nafx jispjaġ xi ħisew.
Okay. I think, first of all, let me start from here. Point as a principle, I think the government primarily has the obligation to ensure that people within its territory, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their ethnicity, regarding of their religion or their sexual orientation, are able to live with dignity. Okay? And this implies a positive obligation to put in place systems, services, whatever, to make sure that this can happen. I think the situation in places like Marsa, because we're taking that as an example, but I wouldn't stop there, okay? I think the situation in places like Marsa, but let me say also the underlying causes, are a result of a failure to put in place systems and structures and laws that allow people to live with dignity. And I think that unless and until we address that underlying cause, we can talk about addressing the problem in a specific locality, but we will fail to address it. I think, this is my opinion, and I'm not an expert, however, really, what we see is something far more complex than the reality of life in Marsa or in Birżebbuġa. I think what we see is a failure. Let me start from on the part of the Maltese government, and I'm not talking about the present Maltese government, let me make myself clear. Our failure as a nation to put in place systems, if today people were better integrated, we would not be seeing what we're seeing in these localities. If today people, migrants, asylum seekers, refugees in Malta who are struggling to build their lives, they're better able to do that, we would not be seeing the results we're seeing in Marsa. It's that we have to address. And I think this failure of, can I say, solidarity and action is not only about Malta, it's about the European Union. We have failed as a union. Before we used to say, Malta's being left alone. Today we have a situation, where we have Greece and Italy which are being left alone. We're seeing migrants, the reality that you mentioned, migrants coming from Italy to find work, because in Italy they cannot eat. That simple, because Italy is receiving hundreds of thousands of migrants with very little support in exchange. Relocation, Malta fulfilled its quota, but most countries didn't. Relocation has, unsuccessful. So, if you're talking about different localities in Malta sharing the burden, I think it's even bigger than that. I mean, it's about a failure of Europe to, you want to call it a burden, or to share the responsibility for this reality.
Fair enough. One cannot fault your line of argumentation, you know, but at the end of the day, people going, you know, about their lives every single day, they have to face this current situation, you know, and we as elected representatives, we can't go and tell these people, you know, that it's not our problem, it's a problem that has been created by someone else. The reality remains that even in terms of what you rightly point out, that our social net, our welfare situation for these people is not enough. However, what we have today, you know, in terms of what our country can afford, is already insufficient for us to manage our own social requirements. So today, I just placed a PQ to the Minister for Social Solidarity, you know, we have 3,200 Maltese families requesting social housing, you know, requiring social housing, notwithstanding, you know, the advances that this country has made from a social perspective. So the whole point remains that there is a limit. There is, and it's not a theoretical limit, it's a physical limit of what the country can handle. And needless to say, if this limit is going to be extended by the additional influx and attraction of economic migrants, these economic migrants are merely going to end up in a situation where they're going to worsen the social situation, even for those who are currently in Malta, because ultimately it's contributing to a snowball effect on the entire community. You know, and believe me when I tell you that the major share of residents in Marsa are economic migrants. They are not...
economic migrants in that they could be beneficiaries of protection in another member state, but they couldn't survive there, so they came here. No. So
migrants coming from outside the
from
EU?
Italy, yes.
No, they
are from outside.
No, these are people. They are people, many of them, who have some kind of protection in Italy, but because they can't survive there, they move because forward. Here there are jobs, in fact. Okay, but there are jobs, and many of them do manage to work. And then they are completely deprived of any kind of protection should anything happen. So if they are injured at work, for example, and a wall falls on their head and they're left paralyzed, they're deprived of any kind of protection. So it is, I think, it's a very complex problem. It's a very, but the truth is that all of us...
I'm not from Italy. They come to Malta.
They come legally. They can't work legally in Malta. That's the problem. Okay. Maybe now they... I don't know if... But the reality is that whereas if you come... Yes, and in fact, they have protection in Italy, many of them. So they come with documents. They don't come without documents. They come with their paper saying that they have refugee status in Italy, for example. So we are talking about refugees, but they can't... They can't survive in Italy, so they can't work in Malta. No, this is true.
They can't work.
And that's why they... But
so they do it illegally,
Because the truth is...
You have the charade, you have every morning, you know, with people lining over there, people passing with vans and trucks.
And then again, this is part of a far bigger discussion about enforcement of labour legislation.
Should do something. There was propositions about, trying to eliminate that thing, that having people...
In fact, there's a job brokerage office now. I think my colleague is far better...
If these, a lot of immigrants have been coming from Italy and they're working illegally, they cannot obviously use this system of having a card or something like that.
Exactly. I think this is a separate question entirely, but I think maybe there is a question to be asked about whether or not, whether the policy where we refuse to accept applications from migrants of protection in another EU member state, but we will accept an application to employ somebody coming from outside the EU, for example, whether or not we shouldn't apply perhaps the same rules to migrants, or equally, maybe you want to call them economic migrants, so are the people who come to work here, labor migrants. In the broadest sense, they're economic migrants. So should we apply the same rules? I think there's a question to be asked there.
No problem, as long as
I think,
you know, it is
it should be legal. And I think,
you know,
precisely.
Not someone just walking in,
agreed.
Coming over, you know, and decide that unilaterally. You
I
know,
think
so for an employer to bring someone with a regular work permit,
mm-hmm.
they have to go, you know, through multiple procedures, rightly so,
yes.
with identity, mold, and all the works. Then someone else decides in the morning to come over to Malta. He has no place to stay. He has no residence to stay. So obviously he'll find his residence in Marsa at a very cheap location. And in the morning he just hangs on to the street. That is breach of law.
And it's a breach of law. Let's not forget, not by the migrant only, but even by the employer, many of whom are
of course, by all means.
Who don't only employ, they also exploit, let's not forget
exploit,
as well,
absolutely.
Because we hear many stories of exploitation.
Absolutely.
That's why I said this is a bigger question, enforcement of labor laws. If we're talking about enforcement, we can't only talk about enforcement of people who are, relieving themselves down under a tree, but also the enforcement of labor legislation. So, I think, yes, there is an issue of enforcement, and it goes beyond enforcement of laws when it comes to migrants and immigration. But I think the bottom line is this. I think the biggest, for me and for us, let's say there are the migrants coming from Italy, but let's not forget we have a large population of migrants who came to Malta over the years, applied for protection here, got it. They are not an add-on. They're not someone who we help after we've helped. They are part of our society. We have legal obligations to them, like we have legal obligations to Maltese people. So we need to address this reality, the reality of poverty, of an inability to live with dignity. I mean, of course, steps have been made. There are initiatives like the Job Brokerage Office. We've seen ETC Jobs Plus today expanding its services. We see efforts being made to make, for example, higher education more accessible. I think these are all laudable efforts, and I think that we should, I mean, it is good. But for people to rebuild their lives, it takes a lot of energy and resources. They do need support. And I think the key is to put this support in place so that then we don't have people who are excluded, who are living in ghettos, who are unable to make ends meet. Of course, I want to stress this. Poverty is one issue that doesn't only affect migrants. It cuts across. You mentioned Maltese people needing social housing. I mean, the fact that yes, we have a booming economy. Yes, some people are doing well. Yes, the rich are probably getting richer, but there are maybe...
We
need labor from abroad. But at the same time, are people who are working full-time in full-time employment making enough to live with dignity? I think this is a question we should be asking ourselves as well, you know.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Gudermandush question. Dr. Katrin Kamilleri, this was a very interesting talk. Thank you very much. Wista nsejjaħ lil sindku ta' Birża Buġa, Sir Joseph Kutajjar. Jiġu daqsi hawnhekk, jitkellmu. Sur tista' tpoġġi bil-qiegħda għandek il-mic mhix hawn diġà. Tista' tgħidilna Sir Joseph Kutajjar l-esperjenza inti bħala sindku ta' Birża Buġa ta' immigranti li jiexu fil-lokalità ta' Birża Buġa.
Ma l-esperienza ta' naħna Birża Buġa ma' ħalfar. ħalfar ilu bl-emigranti jissa għal numru ta' snin mhux ħażin. Qabel kellna numru kbir, ġieli qabeż l-elf. Fil-fatt issa n-numru niżel u niżel ħafna. Għandna nies illi qabel kienu kemm fl-Open Center u kemm kienu magħluqin. Nizlu Birża Buġa, integraw ma' s-soċjetà, għandna minn għandu l-ħwienet, aħna hemmhekk, ġifieri jixtru minn għandhom il-Maltin ukoll, ma jtuniex fastidju. Meta nħarsu lej dawn l-emigranti, forsi aħna ngħidu għax il-kulur tagħhom, però jekk nieħu bħala Birża Buġa jien fejn għandi numru mhux ħażin ta' barranin, jiġifieri għandi Bulgari, Russi, Jugoslavi, l-iktar lejtuna trabil kważi huma Serbi. U miġ daw. Fej bniedem kważi għastissa tikkontrollah. U fil-fatt jien biex qed insolvi il-problema دخلت عنا وجهت اللي هو أمبشاتور تسربيا ونزوم مكنتات معهم وقدين نبروهم نكنترولهم بذلك الموت إسا رغوارد problema يوما نارش problema بحالة بستابر زبوجة لميغرانتي لميغرانتي ريدون يهدو يكي ريدون هالسو اكثر القديم هش فرسي استعنا ألوف و اربع همسة عشر سنين أخرى يكوننا أشيرين تا ألوف مالا يك يوما نلها أمجا وزقو مالا اللي ريدون يبدأ وما نافش من نهاتية يوه اللي عنده يبدأ يصير كنترول كنترول لو أنك نبدأوه من جولنيوني أوروبية فينا دوسما مالتا يك زيرا زايرا واحنا ما نستاوش ناتشتاو اكتر من دان نمرو تا مغرانتي وريدون يبدأو من أميك وريدون كونو dejjem fl-opinjoni f'qira tiegħi. Irridu nkunu kkontrollati huma qudiem flimkien. Mhux għax jekk naraw jekk ikun hemm Mr. A fil-gvern jew Mr. B fil-gvern l-oppożizzjoni se tmur kontra l-gvern u tgħidulhom isma'. Jekk ħa nibagħtu l-emigranti lura li daħlu hawnhekk u li qed jgħidu li ġejjin mill-Eritrea u ma jkunu ġejjin mill-Eritrea xejn u ħa nibagħtuhom lura dawnna ħa jmorru hemm u jisparawlhom u daw l-affarijiet kollha. Mhux ħa naslu mkien fl-opinjoni dejjem tiegħi. Rridu nkunu maqudin, najdu isma Malta, bil-progress li qed tagħmel u bix-xogħol li qed ikun hawn u bl-ekonomija kif isejra, tiflaħ 10,000 emigrant. Ejja ħa noħduhom daw. Nintegrawhom fis-soċjetà, intuhom id-dinjità tagħhom. Jagħtu l-kontribut tagħhom lejn is-soċjetà llum is-soċjetà tagħna bħala impjegati qiegħda tonqos allura għall-pensjonijiet mhux se jkollna min jagħmel tajjeb allura nħarsu iktar. Il-qoddim biex b'dawn in-nies aħna nsostnu il-pensjonijiet tal-futur u naħdmu hekk. Mela ngħidu fil-qasam tal-kostruzzjoni u mhux billi joqogħdu jgħidu ngħid dispjaċin li jien hawnhekk ta' m'aħniex niġbru informazzjoni tajba jien nitkellem ma' ħafna mill-Afrikani u nitkellem magħhom fuq postijiet tax-xogħol forsi mill bħala kelli x'naqsam ma' kuntratturi, kelli x'naqsam fuq xogħlijiet u kelli x'naqsam allura ħadd ċerti esperjenza. Tajjeb, semmit il-fardi li għandek emigranti li jiġu hawnhekk mill-Italja u xorta qed jaħdmu hawnhekk daw. Qed jiġu għax daw jidħlu bid-dokumenti. All right, mhux suppost li jaħdmu.
Jekk għandek refugee status tista' tmur xejtit
fl-Unjoni. Ejwa ma taħdem ma tistax.
Allura
għandu jkun hemm kontroll daw. Jekk ħa jiġu ejja ngħidu, ma nafx opinjoni f'qira tiegħi. Ngħidu mela Malta tiflaħ 20,000. 20,000 daw ħana għandu għam il-ktib ta' xogħol, jikkontribwixxu, nafu l-kontrolli dawmu, nafu fil-kera, u mhux billi jiġi jgħidulna daw nisma. Aħna mmorru f'kamra waħda jew fi flet wieħed 10 u tnejn in-nies għax aħna mħallsin bi ftit flus, mhu veru xejn. Għandek każi, ħa ngħidilkom jien fil-prattika. Illi kollok bniedem tal-iskemil, daw ħafna minnhom fil-maġġoranza jaħdmu wara l-iskemils. U jgħidulhom isma' jien pereżempju ħandilkom 6 euros fis-siegħa li hija paga diċenti. Tajjeb? Ara ma taħsbux li da kif jiġu jibella u xi ħadd li hemm xi ħadd li qed jagħtihom bi 3 euros, daw jekk ma tihomx bil-550 jifqulek wara sejja li tkun qed tiġbor immaġina inti għaddej biskemil għandek tlieta qed jiġbulek l-iskart jgħidulek jifqu jgħidulek minn tixħassina bis-seven issa ħa nitilqu. Għajdi tal-iskemil ikollu jtihom. Ġifier din hija s-sitwazzjoni biex tkunu tafu l-istamp eżatt xi li hemm barra.
Sur Kutajr, issa għandu li daqsxejn rawms ta' mistoqsijiet. L-ewwel waħda aħna mill-għek jien, Birx Zabbuġa, apparti l-Open Centers, hemm ħafna immigranti li joqogħdu fid-djar propja fil-qalba ta' Birx Zabbuġa.
Jien nikkalkula li għandi bej wieħed ieħor immigranti qed ngħidu issa mhux Afrikani, għanna 18 nazzjon differenti. Joqgħodu ġo Birx Zabbuġa.
Iktar mill-Maltin?
X'inhi?
Jaraw trabel iktar mill-Maltin.
Għattilkom nittalli jkollna bit-trabel aħna huma bis-Serbi.
Hemm xi mistoqsijiet oħra?
Minn naħa ta' Afrikani ġieli jkollna mqarbin ukoll u huma ġifieri nikkontrollaw. U rigward kontroll, ġifieri jien minn naħa tal-Pulizija. Insib kooperazzjoni, tajjeb. Li jista' jkun forsi minnaħa ta' membri parlamentari li wieħed jista' jgħid, illi dawn iridu naqbdu sistema min jixxellef mhux min jinkiser ta' u jikser u li jġi jibsira sew, min jixxellef imma lura jgħid pajjiżu.
Okej. Hemm xi mistoqsijiet?
Osservazzjoni. Semma illi puntajja ħafna ġieli smajtu dan illi ikun hemm persuni illi ħallu l-mallem tagħhom jidhrom billew jibdew bis 6 euro u mbagħad jitlgħu għal 7. Mentri f'Malta għandna nies li jaħdmu fl-iskemel bit 350 u bil-4.
Okay. Mela, any more questions? Okay, mela nirringrazzja lill-Sindku ta' Birżebbuġa Sur Joseph Kutajjar u nsejjaħ lis-Sindku tal-Marsa Sur Francis De Buono. Okay, tista' tfoġġi bil-qiegħ għandek il-mic mixew.
Le mhux problema, basikament għandek dik il-problema fil-lokalità bdiet malli infetaħ iċ-ċentru miftuħ. Id-disgrazzja li kienet sar jiġifieri malli infetaħ iċ-ċentru miftuħ li ġi minnu Malata imponut fuq il-lokal tagħna kien xokk għall-residenti. U iktar u iktar naħseb jiena li kellek li meta ġejt f'ċentru miftuħ, l-immigrant kien f'non country għalih, non place. U għallu awtomatikament irid esperjenza lill-lokal ta' fejn jgħidha. Ġifieri awtomatikament. Issa li tittar inti bdejt b'1700. U ġieli kellek id-diretturi taċ-ċentru miftuħ jgħidlek isma' hawnhekk kulma tistagħmel 6 xhur jew sena. Inke u titqabbes il-barra daqbes il-barra minn hemm. L-issju tal-proprjetajiet irridu naraw is-surroundings tal-port. Għal dal-axħar snin kien għaddit tinżel l-popolazzjoni kollu, nittilqu mill-belt u nibqgħu sejn cross the board sa Bormla. U kellek proprjetà li kienet ilha abbandonata u ddingata għax il-popolazzjoni ta' daw il-lokalitajiet li jmissu mal-port awtomatikament bdiet tinżel fir-rata tal-popolazzjoni tagħha, imma kellek l-inkwilini li dejjem jistennew xi proxmu li jagħmel tajba l-proprjetà tagħhom li kienet abbandonata u mhux għab standard ta' żminijiet tagħhom u daħal dan il-feles tal-famus tal-immigranti. L-issju kollha issib bilanċ għax tittuqgħod attent għax għandek is-social media tagħmel ħsara kbira wkoll. Is-social media inti fl-aħħar mill-aħħar illum qiegħda messaġġ għand kull dar imma tista' tawi l-istess il-ġirin tiegħek. U hemmhekk bħal meta jkollok blokka flats jew housing estate tal-gvern jew għajdu l-trid, ikollok erba' minn nies jiddominaw dik l-erja, jista' jkunu Maltin, jista' jkunu min ikunu, allura jkollok il-ġirin temmek imwerrin ukoll mill-attitudju ta' ċertu nies. U inti titqgħod l-ewwel qed titqgħod attent li ma tippruvax toħloq reazzjonijiet fil-konfront ta' residenti li jkollok. U t-tieni qed tridu ngħidu ħaġa oħra. Illum għandek familji Maltin iż-żewġin għandhom u titqgħod attent milli tweġġa' bihi. Għax jekk inti massibx il-bilanċ ta' dak li għandek fil-lokalità tiegħek, għandek tfal Maltin illum, għandek nisa miż-żewġin Afrikani u barranin, għandek irġiel miż-żewġin barranin, anzi hawn min qed imur barra biex jiġi fil-partner tiegħu minn barra, ġifieri tittuq attent il-bilanċ fejn tassibu. Li ġara li akkumulaw ċertu affarijiet matul is-snin. Lillum jisom tlaqna ġlifna l-kontroll ta' dak l-akkumulazzjoni li kellna. Jekk għandek ħtieġa ta' infurzar across the board għal kulħadd, mhux għall isfet tal-abjeturkom, għal kulħadd across the board. U irid jiġi trattat kulħadd l-istess. Issa l-issju tal dawk li qed jiġu mill-Italja li ngħidlek ħafna minnhom qed jiġu hawnhekk illum għalhekk għadlek bis-social media tista' tikkomna kemm aħbib tiegħek li qed jgħixu barra tgħidlu għaw ikum ta' xogħol ejja Malta x'għandek ċans taħdem. Il-problema mhux meta tkun qed taħdem, il-problema meta ma tkunx qed taħdem. Għax jekk inti kif n-esperjenza jien ta' kull filgħodu jkollok persuna illum ħadem ma' jgħi għadha ħadem ma' dwi, bieda għadha ħadem ma' si. U ma m'għandux ġob għaddej frekwentament, da jew se jspiċċa barra mill-lejxin tiegħu fejn qed jgħix. Se jkun depressat. U automatikament id-depression tiegħu se esponija barra. Ġifieri irridu. Anki jekk jikkrea argumenti għax minnu nifsu jkun depressiv da tifhem. Jixorbu bliet tuhom. Qed ma jkollok flus dak li tiddobba jgħidu tiegħu nitkellmu stejt. U tittara wkoll fiċ-ċirkostanza in the long term, kemm sajdumu ċertu persuni hawnhekk, meta jaslu għal żmien tal-ritirar. Fuq is-sajduru. Għax jekk kont minnhom ikun qed jaħdmu bil-black market ta' xogħol li ma jitħallsux kontribuzzjoni tu ħaġa waħda. U għada weġġa għalhekk dan, da se jispiċċjalek hawnhekk jiddependi jew mill-lejxin tiegħu barra fit-triq jew inkella minn vizzi oħrajn tal-kriminalità jew ħaġa oħra. Jiġifieri inti l-ewwel net u l-lokal tagħna għandu ħtieġa li jiġi bustjat l-ewwel net id-dera tiegħu ta' ċertu erja x'malli kellek il-problema tal-ambjent, l-ewwel ma tagħtu daqqa l-problema tagħna hija il-power station. Malli kellek inti daw itħaħel suqetu ħaġa oħra, awtomatikament in-nies bdew idabru rashom biex jaraw fejn jsibu. U din kienet problema li issa ngħalqet imma sakemm tarġa' tilkupra ftit lura, lura dak li tlift għeluq 60 sena sħaħ pollution minn makkina li bħalma l-power station, diffiċli biex tilkupra daqshekk ma ngħid. U trid tagħmel rinnovazzjoni ta' ċertu areas. Ir-rinnovazzjoni hija importanti ħafna. Jekk naraw meta kien hemm rinnovazzjoni fis-70s tal-housing estates, in-nies tal-mar se jishom raġgħu bdew jirritornaw ħadd minnhom lura li jiġu fid-djar ġodda ħaġa oħra, imma llum ma naħsibx li żgħażagħ jattiraw daqshekk
kriżi. Id-demografija tal-Marsa. Qed tixjieħ jew
qed tixjieħ qed tixjieħ
ġodda nies ġodda fil-Marsa.
Bażikament
taħseb illi il-kwistjoni li minndu fetaħ l-Open Center il-proprjetà tbaxxiet, per eżempju.
Il-proprjetà, ngħidlek il-proprjetà mhux tbaxxiet, il-proprjetà ma sabitx il-beħħ tagħha fiċ-ċirkostanzi tal-lokal kif kien, u minn sens komu minn għandu proprjetà jipprova jagħmel profitta x'jista' minn dan. U l-ħażin huwa li nfimgħu wkoll jiena li għandek postijiet li mhumiex aċċettabbli laqsa li naħseb wara għal min qed jgħix fihom, disgrazzjatament jinkraw 700-800 fix-xahar ġifieri tant ma waqgħatx il-proprjetà x'kieku waqgħet tinkera biex xejn. Kieku għat il-propieta imma daw tiġi division by 10 division by 20 allura 700-800 ikun valla pena u għalla ħares anki għall-istess emigranti ma jkunx għax minn ma jkollux job fiss għalla ħares ma jsibx ħajta kemm dak il-mod ġifieri għandek il-problema ta' min ikollu li ma jkollux ċans li jikri u ma jamalgamax ma sħabu għax iċ-ċans huma wieħed jgħin l-ieħor u jispiċċa lek jorqod barra ġifieri dak huwa wieħed mill-dik tal-fenomenu.
Però ma taħsibx li għandu jiġi kkontrollat
din
is-sitwazzjoni. Ġifieri inti li f'post ikollok akkomodazzjoni li qed tinkera u l-akkomodazzjoni hija substandard, ġifieri l-ewwel net dik il-kara qed tiġi reġistrata. Waħda. U jien naħseb illi ma nafx taħseb intom ma jien naħseb illi jekk dik il-kara tiġi reġistrata diġà ħadd tibda tikkontribwixxi biex tidħol ċertu element ta' dixxilpina. Jekk speċjalment qed tinkera fuq short lists, tajjeb, jiġifieri daw finalment laqas status li jgħodu hawn ma jkollhom ħafna minnhom. Però fuq short lists, trid permezz speċifiku. Ta' kiġi permess taħt l-MTA biex dik tinkera. Ġifiri, inti ma taħsibx li jekk isir il-koordinament iktar fil-viċin.
Għanna jgħidu xewwa nekk irridu
nara. Il-Kunsill din jista' jsir clamp down fuqhom dawk it-tisa' postijiet.
Għanna jgħidu naħseb jiena li issue leġislattiva it-tinien qed għandek tittara. Għax fuq bażi nazzjonali għandek ukoll dik il-problema tal-Malti li jgħixu b'dak l-istati jew l-istati. Issa jekk inti se tagħmel xi ħaġa li tiskada il-mina t-tikri.
Malti li jiexu għaxtra t-lopost?
Sibom kol. Sibom kol. Ma sibom kol. Imma għandek familji li jiexu għand familji u ħagġa uħra. Għanzi l-lum għat jinkri għu li t-tikri kamra ta' s-sodda u għandek kollox komuni jinkri għad murħad. Jina għasab.
Kollok il-permess jina għat jazna jilleġ. Kollok il-permess tal-MTA biex
kamra. Għem diversu kol.
Ġemma għasib li għak jisir sforz fil-Marsa biex
dik. Ma jina għidu tħalt għal dik li xju tal-kera. Setam jisa t-tfaw l-barna?
Ma jittek billi t-reġistraħ.
Kada?
Inti tista iż-zommu da mill-li
jittek. Le, jina għidu t-reġistraħ. Għal fini ta' dawlu l-ilma ma t-reġistraħ. U għafu rata kummerċjali, il-konsum ta' dawlu, nassum jgħat u rata kummerċjali. U t-tara naħseb l-inċentif li kien tal-gvern ma fxek mux bdal-budget jew il-budget li jħor li dawk jikru bit-10% jew il-15% naqsilhom ċertu ammont ta' taxxa. Ġifieri naħseb hemmin għandu l-interess kważi kważi li jiddikjara li jiddikjara l-inkam. Ġifieri jiddependi kemm ikollu. Li t-tara ma inti jekk inti jew oriġinarjament ma tistax tidħol mill-proprjetà mill-bib il-ġewwa. Min qed jgħix hemm ġew?
L-argumentu illi inti taf bħali li din is-sitwazzjoni qed toħloq ħafna ħarġib
għan-nies,
jiġifieri li inti tkun tgħix fi blok u f'appartament wieħed dak il-blok xi ħadd jidhirlu li biex jiġi dak li qed tajt int
l-inkam għalih għal-dak l-appartament. Jiddeċiedi li jkrieħ l-numru ta' nies u jħalli l-numru ta' nies. Is-sit jibqa' responsabbli.
Jiena naħseb il-persuna waħda jkrieħ.
Ma s-sit jibqa' responsabbli. Issa jkrieħ il-persuna waħda, s-sit suppost jaf x'inhu jiġri u jekk hemm numru ta' nies li joqogħdu ġo fih, dak il-post is-sit għandu responsabbilta' illi jkun jaf. Tkun
parti mill-kundizzjoni.
Illi jkun jaf, jekk ma jistgħux jagħmlu subletting, ħafna stazzju jekk jagħmel subletting jkun jaf il-minet isir. Dak is-subletting jiġri jien li qiegħed ngħidlek huwa, li qiegħed ngħidlek huwa. Illi jekk isir dak tip ta' effett. Tajjeb, dak tip ta' effett. Inti taqbel li jsir dak
taqbel. Bażikament ġimgħat ilu fil-Kunsill iddiskutejt qed nistgħu x'nagħmlu xi tip ta' liġi lokali għal dak tip ta'
bħalissa hemm white paper fuq ir-rental laws semmit fil-budget.
Apparti għax anki pereżempju x'taqna pereżempju jekk għandek binjiet wajta. Lew qed tkun taf l-ewnel minnu, għax li qed jiġri xi kultant laqas l-ewnel ma tkunx taf. U minnu responsabilta bħal m'għandek il-liġi tal-kondominju ħaġa oħra ma tafx kważi kważi minnu responsabbli. U anke hemmhekk ċertu flezz tidħol il-liġi tal-kondominju suppost jiġri tamta suppost, imma ma nafx kemm tinħarsuha. Għandek diversi truf li kważi leġislattivi titlaq għalihom biex ikunu irregolati. Għandek time frame bil-fors għalihom daw għax tista' tikkrea problema.
Rid nisaqsik fuq punt ieħor li jokorri li ħafna fuq il-ħwienet li jiftħu. Qegħdin isiru rapporti minn ħadd tal-Kunsill fuq ħwienet li jiftħu illin mill-ħinijiet li jkunu suppost qed jiftħu. U jisir follow-up fuqhom li qed jiġri xi ħaġa fuqhom?
Bażikament kemm il-darba jkollna kuntatti mal-pulizija u kif ukoll mas-sanità. Imorru across the board li l-ħwienet kollha ġifieri ma nażluhom, ġifieri m'għandhom x'għal fejn jinażlu, ġifieri jekk hemm Maltin jew barranin oħrajn ikunu across the board ħafna minnhom għax huwa importanti anzi, huwa importanti. Huma jgħidulek kollha mal-leċenzjati. U l-leċenzjati b'ċertu ħinijiet. Ġifieri il-pulizija ta' ċerta il-ħażin li jiġri kif ċertu permessi mhux jinħarġu biss imma jiġu trasferiti bil-ħinijiet ishom. Jekk għandek grocer fil-għodu, fil-għaxija jisu ġi ħanut ta' xorb fil-vera sens tal-kelma. Imma jekk da' baqa' miftuħ u ġi ħwa krijaħ terba tieħbi peċċatu drink ma tistax.
Jiena għandi każ partikolari li taf bihin żgur illi għandek ħanut ta' xar li wara ħin tax-xogħol isir każin. Waċċettabbli dak?
Mhuwiex.
Nemmen illi għandu jsir sforz ikbar biex daw il-postijiet ma jistgħux jibqgħu serin. Ir-residenti qegħdin jgħixu fim fern, jiena li inti tkun. Għandek id-dritt taħdem, għandek id-dritt, però ma jistax ikun kif qed ngħidlek jien kif ta' fin.
Qed jibda l-istint tal-kummerċju.
Ħanut minn barranin. Ħanut tax-xar. Kif jgħaddi l-ħin, bis-sibt u l-ħadd kollox jagħmellek sa sjeta filgħodu miftuħ. Mhijiex aċċettabbli.
Le mhijiex aċċettabbli.
Mhumiex aċċettabbli.
Ngħidlek illum tittara wkoll kif għax da taf kif kienu trading crisis kienu
spiċċaw
daw. Spiċċaw, aparti li spiċċaw qabel kienu joħorġu minn entitajiet differenti.
Però l-lum huwa sempliċi ta' Francis, ġifieri l-lum inti għandek permess tal-mepa, permess tal-mepa għandek klassi ta' fuq ix tista' topera inti u fuq ix tista' jekk inti stabbiliment illi b'xi forma jew oħra jew tbih ix-xorb jew ta' divertiment jew inti bar or whatever, inti trid liċenzja tal-MTA bil-fors. Il-licenza tal-MTA trida
bil-fors. Dak li huma ġodda ma.
Anke minn, anke minn. Il-licenza tal-MTA. Il-licenza tal-MTA trida bil-fors.
Dele, olejt, ma jekk inti għandek ħwienet.
Jekk għandek grocer u għattamlu bar, ma tistax.
Ma tistax, oriġinalment, ma tistax.
U hemm xi membru oħra jista' jsaħħ xi ħaġa.
Kif semma Claudio aktar kmieni fejn issir xi forma ta' organizzazzjoni, pereżempju il-Pjetà Gwarda Mangia hemm blokku sħaħ minn li hija familji qatt ma tisma' xejn.
Huma differenti. Għandek meta għandek familji huma differenti. Meta għandek il-maġġoranza tagħhom huwa irġiel wieħedhom bħalma jifrekwentaw il-lokal tagħna, iċ-ċirkostanza tkun differenti. Inti kompletament. Issa li għandek, isma' issa li għandek inti jekk tara l-erja fejn ikkonċentrata viċin ta' 3 Diċembru 13, malli żviluppata 3 Diċembru 13, dik l-erja kważi kważi qasar abitabbli.
Dik taħseb li dar il-proġett li jsir fil-Marsa ħadd issolva din il-problema tal-loitering forward
il-proġett
tikel party.
Il-proġett tal-Marsa?
Il-proġett tal-Marsa flyover su
ma ta' fettu għanieċ, ma' għad ma ta' mux dik innaħan, mux dik innaħan.
U inti għandek xie ideja suġġerixi biex ma tibqax tintużaw dak il-mod?
Għana jidik l-għan, għan jidik jridi kollok jinforzar iktar security fuq. L-raġuni veru, ma' nkunux jirdu niġu polis, lokal polis il-ħin kollu, għax tkun kjara, tkun izdejjed. Imma jekk ikollok inti frekwenza ta' infurzar, frekwenza ta' spot checks, najdek jina ċertu ammont ta' ċertu regolatajiet jonsu. Mbagħad tittaranti kemm tippermettilek il-liġi li tikkontrolla in-nuqas ta' ftuħ ta' ħwiena tiktar. Li naħseb jiena bażikament l-użu tal-liberalizzazzjoni tal-kummerċ ta' għażittik dak iċ-ċans ukoll. Anki l-ewwel smajtu għamet titkellmu fuq li xi daw li ġejjin mill-Italja. Irridu nogħdu attenti x'li onetta mill-liġi ta' Schengen li inti jekk ġej miż-żona Schengen u għandek il-working permit ta' dak il-pajjiż Ewropew, ma tużax tuża Malta bħala working permit, ma tistax toqgħod ma ġej mill-Italja. Ma tistax da. Li għandek li tista' forsi tittara tikkontrollax jekk titolbux per virgolette, jew ħaġa oħra, ir-residenza jew suppostek titħol bħala turist Malta. Irid ikollok xi ħadd ta' flus fuq hekk jew kollok għal inqas fejn ir-residenza sa tgħix. Ma naħseb dak mhux qed isir xiex. Ma sirx għax għandek li xita Schengen. Imma mbagħad tittara id-domand supply tal-impjegati li għandek bżonn.
L-aħħar mistoqsija minn għandi. L-għonet hemm xi membri in-nies tal-Marsa. Ċittadini Maltin u ma speċi tranquilli jiexu mod tranquilli jew eżempju hemm xi biża lin-nisa mit-tfal li ħallu forsi tħalli tfal jilabu barra speċi hemm
il-lewenet il-lokal tagħna huwa maqsum għandek il-parti ta' fuq il-parti t'isfel. Il-parti t'isfel taċ-ċentru tan-naħa ta' Knisja ta' Trinità qed humilhom dik il-biża, anzi qed ikomplu qajmu dik il-biża. Għax hemm konċentrazzjoni. Allura mela ma trid anke l-istess messaġġi li nbagħtu fuq social media, anke jekk ma jkunux reali, qed iqajmu ċertu biża. Id-disgrazzja kienet li ma kinux lesti għal dik it-transazzjoni. Aħna m'aħniex bħal buġib bajja u ta' stima jew ħaġa oħra. Li kienu mdorrin volum kbir ta' turisti u volum kbir ta' barranin. Aħna kull ma konna 5,000 people, il-maġġoranza tagħhom huma anzjani li kienu ħodt minnhom mdorrin joqogħdu barra imma llum qed joqsu, anke mhix ċirkostanza tal-biża ħabba l-immigranti, imma jkollok ċirkostanzi oħrajn, li tfal tagħhom jiddew bażaw max ma sakkar ma hekk awtomatikament jidħol dik il-biża. Jiena naħseb li kieku jkollu l-ammont jonqos drastikament, bħalma ġara meta f'dal-aħħar xhur kien hemm ċertu nfurzar, ċertu tidher preżenza tal-pulizija hemmhekk, tkun taħt kontroll. Anki għandek l-issju tal-problema ta' filgħodu da' dawk li jitlajjaw għax-xogħol. Dak huwa ajsor. Ajsor mhux bħala umani, bħala nies, anzi ħassra titħassarhom. Hemmhekk qegħdin jitlajjaw. Jekk isib sistema ta' office x'imkien lew ħaġa oħra li jippikjah, għandek kontroll anke fuq dak li qed jippikjahom.
Ok, nirringrazzja lil tajjeb Sindku Francis De Bono, Sindku tal-Marsa. Issa l-aħħar grupp, the last, now I will speak in English, the last group of people that I would like to speak to is from Spark 15, so we actually have to talk to the immigrants themselves. So there is Mohammed Hassan, Dursa Mama, Mang Blung Kanter, Sari Glukowski. Are they all here?
Yes.
So you can come over here, please. You can have a seat. There are 5 seats. Now, whoever is going to talk, just turn the mic towards you and press the speak button. Obviously in order. And we would like to know and share your experience in Malta. Okay, anyone who would like to speak? Okay. Tell us your name. Press the button where they speak. And you can tell us your experience in Malta.
My name is Mang Blung Kanter, I'm from the Gambia. I've been living in Malta for... Yes. I've been living in Malta. I'm in my 40th year now. Well, my experience in Malta has literally been positive. And speaking on the topic of, you know, ghettoization, it's a very complex topic. If we want to discuss the issue of ghettoization, we have to look at the root cause of the problems. Why are migrants gathering, assembling in one particular place? There must be something that is either a pushing factor or a pulling factor that is causing them to convert, to assemble in a particular place. The issue of Marza has always been on the headlines about troubles and problems caused by immigrants in Malta, in Marza there. And then if we look at Marza's issue, we realize it's not only like he said, the statistics 116 presence in Marza. There are a lot of people going to Marza to assemble, to gather there. What? From other places, yes. Because since I know that I'll be coming to talk on this issue of ghettoization, I went to Marza and then tried to engage some of the people that always regularly go to that place. And I spoke to almost 6 people to get their opinion. Why are they regularly, present in Marza area? And out of 6 people, 5 of them talk about exclusion, being segregated, being discriminated, not being welcomed. And then there's one particular person from Nigeria. He told me something that has really touched me a lot. And that this is an experience I've faced in 2015. I asked him, why are you always gathering here? Because he's regularly going to Marza to gather there in his free times, and in like the Marza residents and Hamrun residents been complaining, immigrants drinking alcohol and then being drunk, being intoxicated in the streets, and there are women and children afraid of going on the street. And I tried to engage him to ask him what is the why. The reason of him, him always, buying alcohol and then drinking in Marza. He told me, listen, my brother, I've never been welcome in Maltese bars. Whenever I go to a bar to have a drink or wine, I'm not welcome always. And this when he said this has moved me a lot, because I was a victim of this in 2015. I do watch a Premier League game, and this was one Sunday in a village I will not mention, where a bartender told me, listen, don't get me wrong, I am not racist. I'm not trying to discriminate against you. But my customers will not feel comfortable. I'll have a lot of customers today, but my customers won't be comfortable enough, in your presence. I was shocked in this day and age, 2015, somebody can have that concept mindset. And so some of these issues, that's a pushing factor that can drive so many people away to have like ghettos. That these are issues that created ghettos. And then it's true that you can't understand when you're not a victim of it, and then issues like that are always issues that push people to assemble, to gather, to converge in certain places. And then we've talked about housing being available, at a cheaper rate in Marza. I want to believe that's a contributing factor, but I also want to believe that, the failure to enlighten the locals, the indigenous people, about immigrants, has really make the perception of the locals, about immigrants negative, like the Council of Marza said, social media. Immigrants nowadays, politicians, sorry to say this, are using migrants as a tool of gaining votes and things. We have seen that. And then we have also seen that the image and the reputation of migrants has never been positive in the media. And then people use these things to spread hate and create that sort of fear. So at the end of the day, people, you live in a community where people are skeptical, people don't have that much trust in you, and that causes marginalization and discriminations. You tend not to associate with them, so you like associate with the people that you think you have knowledge about, you know, creating sort of gangs or ghettos that people feel, yes, I can be comfortable in the midst of my fellows or my colleagues. And then coming to the issues of colored as well, because if we're talking about specific people here. When we talk about ghettos and ghettoization, we are talking about specific people that are the colored people. Most of the ghettos that we've seen are the colored people. Yes. You know, I think we have to create a sort of a long-term plans where migrants, where the government or the authorities concerned, policy and decision makers must come out, must try to explain, try to enlighten people. I don't want to believe that some of the Maltese who are skeptical or have different view of migrations are being sort of racist or discriminated, but like they lack the knowledge, they lack the experience. They are not aware, they are not well informed who immigrants and what they are doing and how positive they are and the talents they have. And then this thing is causing a bit of, you know, doubt in the minds of people. That is causing a sort of gap between the locals and the migrants. So these are issues that must be addressed. That people must be sensitized. People must be, you know, enlightened about the roles that migrants can and are playing and can play if given the chance. And then the issue of, you know, integration policies, where because upon arrival here, all what you know is the sentence from the boat direct to detention center, either Halfa or Safi barracks. Either you spend 1 year or 1 year 6 months. From there, you are thrown to the open center. So there's no sort of like a training programs or where you be tell, you know, the do's and the don'ts of society, where you be programmed, where you be given, you be, you know, you will be informed about.
So like to help you learn a sort of language,
yes. Oh yes, because
the rule of law.
Yes, they are not. I even if it exists, I don't know about it. But from my experience, from the board direct to the detention center.
Yeah. If there are, mm-hmm. for example, English language courses for mm-hmm. those who don't speak English, mm-hmm. will they attend the migrants?
Oh yes, it has to be with. So? The, oh yes, sure. Because there are migrants who are learning it a Maltese language. Yes. But even those can speak English. They are learning Maltese language. With some of the organizations like Integra, they are doing regularly, some of them. Yes.
Any questions from the members?
If there's anyone else who wants to
Anyone one of you wants to say something? First of all, welcome to the Parliament of Malta. Anyone? Yes, tell us, press the button.
Well, first I would like to thank you to give us the well privilege to attend this session. and also thank you for thinking of adding the authentic voice of this issue, which is us. As a asylum seeker and a protection holder, I spent my last two years as a teenager in a container in Halfar with my family. Probably we're the biggest family, African family in Malta. We are 8, and we spent there like almost a year in the open center. So I experienced everything that that was raised in this session, I was just experiencing it. So basically, the issue of the ghettoization, from my own experience, was the result of the isolation. People are being isolated since 2005 in that particular area. People are being pushed away, and also the stereotyping, being stereotyped. So the problem, in my humble opinion, is that these two elements ruin the whole picture of refugees. So a small portion who did, portion of refugees did a negative thing, it will spread to the rest. They don't see the good part of it. Yes. Also, the mental issue in the ghettos, especially in Marsa, is very high. We could see some of the colored asylum seekers were being ignored until they start to they turn to self meditation, and we could see a very good example is Haji, the Somalian guy who died under the bridge. Sorry?
They developed depression.
The development of depression, the lack of knowing your rights and do's and don'ts, the lack of mental support, also the lack of documentation. I mean, from my own humble opinion, is that the rejected asylum seekers are the majority of those who have been forced to end up in Moro Street, in Aldo Moro. And that's because that they cannot have, they cannot renew their no, their work permit. So they tend to switch to the black market. And also, I also experienced that to get out of the open center. I used to work two jobs a day, and I used to go there by 5 a.m. I used to go to Aldo Moro Street. I used to earn 350 per or 380, if I'm lucky, per hour. So I've seen all that, and all that I can say is that isolation, lack of mental support, and just the lack of interest of knowing who are they, and I'm from Eritrea. Yes. Sure. My name is Mohammed Hassan. Sorry. Yes.
Right. If you had to go and live outside the open center, do you find the rent a very difficult obstacle? The rent of houses, and is it easy to find a job for you, particularly, especially the colored immigrants, to find a job?
Well, speaking about finding a house to rent, that's also a very sometimes can be a very difficult thing, because like you will search online, you see a house that you want to rent, you'll be openly rejected. You will not be given the flat. I think that has also contributed in one way or the other in migrants concentrating in one particular area. Because I'm not saying there are some villages or some places where immigrants are totally not welcome, but there are places that the local people are very, they are not opening their arms for houses to be given to the colored people. You know, I'm specifying the colored here, because Malta, this is open secret that Malta's immigration, Malta's migrant problem, Malta has issue with only the not only immigrants, but like specifically colored people. And sometimes you will search a house and then you find it, and then you will go to negotiations during the time of communications. When you speak to the landlord or the agent, he tell, where are you from? Oh, I'm from the Gambia. Oh, I'm from Nigeria. Oh, sorry. They refuse. And then I think you only find houses in areas there where the locals have no other choice, but landlords, they have no other choice than to give you their house. Understand? And then finding job, I have never experienced finding job, because I got my first job after 1 month and a half after being released from detention. And then I was working like 2 years, 8 months. I voluntarily tendered my resignation, and within 1 month I found a new job, with working with work permit with NI number, as well as paying taxes and social security. Originally, I don't have problems of finding jobs. But concerning the people out there who are struggling to find a job, and then who are not working license, and then those who are finding very difficult and being exploited. We have to speak about those people, the people who are openly rejected from particular jobs. The only job you can find is to go in the Mercer roundabout, then look for a day job or to. Basically, that's the point. Some other people can really find it difficult to find a job.
And do you receive any subsidy or any help from the government, from social security, for example?
From
the social assistance?
No, I'm not living on social assistance.
So you work? Okay.
Yes, I work.
Okay, so when you work, you don't need social assistance.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No. On that also, sorry, my name is Dursa. I am from Ethiopia. I've been living in Malta since 2013. And I am a student, but I'm working as well. So in the part of you are saying finding a job is easy or not, is, to be honest, in general, it's not easy to find a job. And come to renting, as you explained, it's not that easy. I mean, a lot of people refusing just on the line. They ask you, where are you from? If you say, I'm migrant, I'm from some country, Africa, and they say, sorry. You know, that's the main answer. I mean, yes, the rent to find where there's no choice to rent to other people, or maybe the locality like Marsa or somewhere where a lot of migrants live. This is the way to find for the migrant to get the rent where they live. And also the way they find the job, I mean, it's not easy because they are not same experience with the work. Without experience, it's not easy finding a job, because I want to back a bit when you are saying if there is lesson in the camp or center where they live, there is English lesson, so how they can attend. There is some people where that attend the lesson, but in general, it's not easy to attend the meeting, because once they release from detention, no one look after the migrant, and they have to look after themselves. And for example, if I get documented, they just put me in Marshall Center or Alpha, and I don't have money income. So I have to look after myself. I have to go stand Marsa on street. I don't know. It used to. You have the contract for a year. If you have some problem, that is depend on the case. But you have the contract of year. But in the contract of the year, there is very careless What I mean is, they don't give you any lesson how you provide and how you move forward for your future.
Okay.
For example, most they are not speaking English. They are not get regularly trained with the English lesson. They are not get. And this is find it difficult when they come out of the detention and out of the master center to live, to integrate with the society.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are not any experience or any train them how they live once they went out of the detention, out of the center.
Honorable Claudio Gret.
No, I think it's very clear that you are largely confirming the sentiment and the fact that ghettos are being created, and particularly in Marsa. The ghetto has been created because, as you rightly pointed out, immigrants feel isolated and excluded in other localities, and they feel that the only place that can welcome them is Marsa. So they go to Marsa, and that creates the ghetto. Now, as you know, that leads to a situation where the locals in Marsa, because you have locals also in Marsa, feel generally that they are losing, like, their right to their territory. And generally speaking, this is also contributed by the fact, as you mentioned very, very well, that isolation then leads to behavioral issues. And a number of immigrants, not necessarily the larger part, end up causing misbehaviors in the locality, which makes the local residents more angry at the whole community and not just the individuals. You know, so I think the key point is that, first of all, having such a large concentration of people in one place is creating a major problem. Because when you have, as you perfectly pointed it out, the whole community, you know, going to one single place because it's the place where they feel safe, where they feel welcome, where they feel they can socialize with other people, where they can gather. Obviously, that is creating a situation for a simple reason, that Marsa has the local residents who live there. And the local residents who live there feel that they are becoming gradually themselves the foreigners in their own locality. And this creates uncertainty, this creates anxiety, and it creates this sentiment that someone from outside the country is going to their locality to, you know, sort of exclude them in their locality. Now, I wanted to ask you a question, whether you have a system between yourselves of self-regulation, in the sense that there are individuals that more often than not cause repeatedly trouble in the area. They misbehave themselves repeatedly. Between yourselves, do you have systems on how you regulate the behavior of these individuals between you, in the sense that you can have contacts directly with the police yourselves, you can encourage other people to respect the people in that locality, not to, for example, open shops beyond opening hours of that particular shop that creates an inconvenience for people, particularly old people who live in that locality. Because ultimately, if this integration has to work, there has to be mutual respect. Respect will not work one way, but it has to work on both ways. And I think you have a great responsibility. People like you, who are evidently very well educated and very well spoken, people like you have a responsibility to
I would say, direct your co-nationals, your friends, your colleagues, your communities to respect the wider community. Because I can assure you that, and I can talk about the people of Marsa mainly, that the people in Marsa have nothing intrinsically, or I would say, let's put it this way, in 90% of the cases, the people of Marsa have nothing against immigrants. The people of Marsa get concerned when you have situations like every Sunday afternoon, for example, every single Sunday afternoon, where you have, you know, brawls and where you have fights very, very, very regularly, one after the other, starting from 2 in the afternoon up to 5 in the afternoon, you know, where people can't enjoy their public spaces. So there is an element of self-control, of self-regulation, where I believe, if I had to advise you, you organize yourselves between yourselves and you make sure that people behave themselves and respect the community. Because otherwise, if disrespect is not going to come from the people who are visitors in Marsa, then the local community will not feel comfortable with these people. I know that there are a number of families, more often than not, where there are families, the situation is entirely different. Families do integrate. Families integrate usually and they feel nearly and generally part of the community when there is a family. But as you rightly pointed out, when you have single persons, usually they tend to, not obviously all of them, but you tend to have a number of issues arising from that. So I would strongly advise you to have this discussion even within your groups, with your colleagues, with your co-nationals, and instill a stronger degree of respect. I invite you to go. I go myself and I see on Sundays afternoon, you know, and you'll see the situation. And I'm sure you will not be happy that those people are causing these kind of situations to the local communities.
Okay. Anyone wants to give a short answer? Yes, tell us your name, please.
Yeah, my name is Sari Albaga. I came from Libya. I'm half Russian, half Libyan, so that's why my Russian surname is written there, Gogolsky. Basically, to talk about ghettoization, we need to address the fundamental of this issue, which is, as my colleague, he mentioned, exclusion and lack of communication between foreigners and the community itself. We feel here since the beginning that you come here to the island, you feel that you're not welcome from the community itself. Whatever you move to Marsa, you move to Ormi. I've lived in different areas in Malta. I've been here for around 4 years. And the story of rents, this is another thing that we can talk about. It needs a whole session itself about discrimination when it comes for renting. So basically, we need to look out at Marsa, and we need to review it as a center and how it functions. And we need to re-innovate it, because the system is, as there is a big sign written for enhancement skills and development. Is that correct? Right? So basically, when you go there inside, there is nothing of this. There's a free English courses, Maltese courses, and the people are living really miserably inside. So this is what it leads for ghettoization. This is what leads for depression. This is what leads people for drinking all day long just to escape from their reality, because they see themselves that they're losing time, losing future. They don't have opportunity for a job. They don't have opportunity for living equal here to like any other of the people. So the problem is bigger than just controlling law or us, you know, advising the others. We're doing our part. We're doing our best, because we're living in this country, and we're trying to respect the other side as much as respect us. As you said, it's a mutual understanding. We need to respect each other. And these are fundamentals that we should not even to speak about it today, because everybody understands that. This is not something that we need to speak about. It's like, we need to understand each other. And the other problem is that there is no policy for integration, so we can integrate with the community, with the other part. There is no awareness in community from the government side about who's migrants, what they can do, who we are. everybody look at us as we are a low-level people. That's how they look at us. Migrants, or what they call them in Maltese, not familiar with Maltese. They always, when they look at us in pity, they look at us in like we are the low class, we are not equal to them. And this view should change. We're trying to do on our side, as we come up with Spark 15. We're trying to promote what we can do, how we can enhance the community, how we can enhance the economic situation here. I have an idea to establish a business here that can create two opportunities for the community to be enhanced and for the people that they're suffering from lack for jobs, which is mainly refugees and migrants. But because of the law here is so complicated, and because I'm a refugee, I'm not being granted to develop this idea and make it reality. That could help two ways, which is bring more revenue to the economy here and can solve a problem that the country having today is because people having lack of jobs. I'm willing to provide those people a job. I'm willing to train them because there is lack of training, lack of understanding what those people need. A lot of them comes with a high education level, but because they've been discriminated here, they move to Germany, they move somewhere else.
Recognition of your diplomas and degrees is a problem, you think, for refugees?
Exactly. And the other thing is they say, like, you don't have the same skills that we required here in Europe because you came from a third national country, so you don't have the same skills that we required. I have a degree in IT. I couldn't get a job in IT. And I can do exactly as anybody else do here. I mean, I'm aware of software developments, and I can work perfectly with that field with no problems. And there's a lot of vacancies for that position. But because I'm Libyan, no, we're not going to grant you the job because we don't like Libyans. What is the difference between me and other European or other person? I'm even talking about my colleagues. They have a different color of skin, and they're having trouble. How about me? I have similar color skin. I'm still also discriminated. So what they're facing is even harder than what I'm facing. This is just the portion. This is the surface. The problem is so complicated, and it needs to be addressed from two sides, from a government side and from our side. We understand what is happening in the ground. We can provide the government with the information that we have that maybe we can reach a mutual ground where we can solve these problems. Because it's not only our job, it's two-way job. It's the government job and our job, so we can solve this problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much, all the members from Spark 15. The time is up, I'm afraid, and I'm going to speak Maltese now. Sarilhin u sana ġorna il-laqa tal-lum li kienet dwar diskussjoni dwar il-ghettoization tal-immigranti f'Malta u ħankomplu il-ġimgħa d-dieħla nhar l-erba' li ġej. Grazzi.
Thank you.